Welcome to the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, July 9th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of real estate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Hanover Company announces groundbreaking of two-building industrial project in Baltimore, Washington corridor. Hanover Company announces the groundbreaking of a new industrial complex in the Baltimore, Washington corridor, featuring two Class A industrial buildings. Located at 765 and 775 Crane Highway North, Gambrels, the development offers exceptional logistical advantages with easy access to the DC metropolitan area and key transportation hubs. The project includes Building 1, spanning 107,474 square feet, and Building 2, spanning 260,989 square feet, both with a 36-foot clear height and modern amenities. Construction is set to be completed by July 2026. Hanover Company's commitment to growth and innovation is evident in this transformative development, with Comerica Bank providing financial support. For leasing inquiries, contact Cushman & Wakefield. Visit hanoverco.com for more information on Hanover Company's nationwide real estate development projects.
Lincoln delivers 1.6 million SF Goodyear Air Park Phase 1. Lincoln Property Company and Harvard Investments have delivered Goodyear Air Park Phase 1, a 1.6 million square foot industrial project in Phoenix. They have also started development on Estrella Gateway, a retail portion of the project spanning 63 acres. The retail pads will kick off with a quick trip travel center on approximately 5 acres. Goodyear Air Park is strategically located near major amenities and future transportation routes. The project aims to attract major employers and industries, adding stability to the area. Phase 1 includes 6 buildings ranging from 81,000 to 775,000 square feet, designed to support logistics, manufacturing, and data centers. For leasing or investment opportunities, contact Lincoln Property Company at 602-912-888.
2025's best and worst places to rent in America, WalletHub study. WalletHub has released its report on 2025's best and worst places to rent in America, comparing over 180 U.S. cities based on 21 key indicators. Bismarck, North Dakota, ranks highest in rental affordability, while Charleston, West Virginia, has the highest rental vacancy rate. Newark, New Jersey, leads in renter-occupied housing units. Brownsville, Texas, boasts the lowest cost of living index, and Warwick, Rhode Island, has the fewest violent crimes. For more details, visit CityBiz. Florida enacts new mandatory builder warranty. Florida has enacted a new mandatory builder warranty effective July 1, 2025. Builders are now required to provide a transferable 1-year warranty for newly constructed residential homes, covering defects in equipment, materials, or workmanship that violate the Florida Building Code. The warranty excludes coverage for appliances with manufacturer warranties, normal wear and tear, and acts of God. Builders must remedy defects at their own expense and can offer an express written warranty exceeding statutory minimums. This new law aims to protect homeowners and ensure quality construction standards in Florida.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.